All right, here we are. Welcome to the first, and for the sake of everyone listening, if anyone's actually listening to this, hopefully last, vomitcomet.blogspot. Jesus Christ! Wow.
I was struck.
That was pretty bad. Wow. You can tell somebody hasn't done live radio or studio reads in a few years. That was pretty terrible. The first, and for the sake of everyone listening, hopefully last, vomitcomet.blogspot.com podcast.
Podcast.
Yes, podcast. Right off the bat, I have to say something. By the way, I'm Steve, who you'll notice, you may remember from such things as are labeled, posted by Steve, at. And the giggling maniac over here, this is posted by Karen at. Say hello, posted by Karen at.
Hello, posted by Karen at.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I expected you to do. Anyways, this is pretty cool. I mean, I haven't done live radio or anything in about 3 years. This isn't really live radio, but I'm acting like when I push the button, it's live and we're on. Only I'm less professional and I'm a bit tipsy.
Tipsy.
Right now, I've been. To be honest with you people, right now, what is it, Karen? It's about 10 to 9?
Yep, 22.
Yeah, it's about 20. Okay, 20 to 9 in the p.m. here, Eastern Time. I've been, I started my weekend about 4:15.
Whee!
And I've pretty well been drinking ever since. So if I say anything like, sponsored through the Wobbly Podcast, like I did in the fucking beginning there.
Bog Splotch.
Bog Splotch? Whatever the fuck I say.
He's in Blogstot, but I like Blog.
Yeah,
I like Bog Splotch better.
I like Bog Splotch. Hey, I'm a swampy birthmark here in the Bog Splotch. Wow. We're off to an amazing start.
Little girls sucking bog bix.
Yes, that's an old You Are Here joke. If I could link to stuff in audio, believe me, I would.
Oh, that'd be great.
But anyways, we're here. I'm posted by Steve at. This is posted by Karen at.
And I've had some N-un-un material.
Yes, N-un-un. She's,
I've had one drink. One!
You're on number two.
Yeah, but I haven't drank any of it yet.
Yeah, but don't sell yourself short. You're on number two.
I have only finished one.
I'm not even sure how many I've had, but anyways, here we are on the first ever Vomit Comet podcast. I don't know how many these will be, and yes, the poof of disgust by Karen does signify something. I hate the term podcast. Right away, I have to go off on a rant because I hate the term podcast. Why is it a podcast? All it is a fucking recording.
MP3.
It's an MP3. That's all it is. They call it a podcast, I guess, because you can take it and you can put it on your iPod.
But not everybody uses an iPod.
Exactly.
If I put it on my Victor Stream, is it a Streamcast?
Maybe it's a Victor Cast.
If I put it on my ZenStone, is it
actually, wait, if you want to be high class about it, it could be a Victor Cast.
A Victor Cast?
Yes. But yeah, no, a ZenCast.
A ZenCast?
Maybe a Creative Cast.
An iRiver Cast.
Exactly. It's stupid. If I were to record a letter on a tape, it would not be, you know, a cassette cast.
Cassette cast.
It would not. It would be a fucking letter on tape.
If I put a CD, something on a CD, it's not a compact cast.
No, it's not a could cast.
Could cast?
Anything like that. No.
I have the new
term podcast is dumb because it's just a goddamn MP3 that someone records and they upload somewhere and you download it. And just because you have an RSS feed for audio and you download that stuff through something you call a podcatcher, that doesn't mean that it's a podcast. It's still a fucking MP3.
What the fuck's a pod anyway?
A pod?
Maybe
like a, why don't they just call it like a pea cast? Or a veggie cast, because, like, peas are in a pod, and peas are vegetables. My old kindergarten school, it had, like, this little circle
The portable!
This wasn't a portable. It was actually a room in the school, and they called it the pod.
Okay.
And you would all sit in a circle because you would have to, because it was like
was
a circular
room. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a circular room, and they called it the pod.
Okay.
So if anybody ever put like a tape recorder or like a microphone of some sort in there, a video camera, maybe that would have been a podcast.
Yeah. Or like if you put something in one of them time capsules, maybe that could have been a podcast because it's a little pod.
No, that's a capsule cast.
Capsule cast.
Because that's where you get it from. No. Or maybe if you, you know, pick the tape out of the time capsule and you hold it long enough, it's a hand cast. Well, either way, the term podcast is fucking dumb. But anyways, welcome to the first Vomit Comet MP3 that we upload somewhere and somebody downloads cast.
It's a blind file sharing cast.
That's right. We should throw out a plug for that.
Yeah.
While we're here. All of the wacky files that you download, whether it's music that I put up or the Deck Talk singing computer files that we put up, or many, many other things.
Yeah.
Silly
Nookie Dookie Doo TTS recording.
Yes. The Nokia TTS.
Nokia.
Wow. What a terrible TTS.
Nokia X 1.0. Anyway, that was lame.
Anyways, all of that stuff we're hosting at a site called blindfilesharing.com. And everybody, if you're looking for a place to store things, if you're looking for a way to send large files to people,
you don't want to deal with stupid ads and links.
Yeah, if you don't want to deal with bullshit like SendSpace,
click this button and then click another button and then maybe click another button and then maybe you'll get your file.
Exactly.
The moon is in the seventh house.
That's right.
Jupiter aligns with Mars.
if you're looking for a really good file serving, file storage, backup type place, go to www.blindfilesharing.com and pay Bernard.
Yes.
Bernard Maldonado,
Mr.
the Salona
Man. And you
That's
might
right.
want to have an FTP client. You can use Windows Explorer, but sometimes it can suck balls. So
mostly it's good, though.
Mostly it's good, but some people like their fancy, wancy, dancy, schmancy things. And he doesn't have a web interface, so it's FTP, baby.
Well, he kind of has one,
but
it sucks.
It's like, here, you have limits on this file sharing thing that said it has no limits, and you have to put it in the root directory. Unless you use FTP, then you can do whatever you want.
But anyway, blindfilesharing.com for all of your file hosting and serving backing up.
And preserving of files that go missing after a while on the internet because they disappear and then you're like, where is it? Remember when you linked to that old phone message about somebody crapping their pants or something like that?
I wish I could find that anymore.
If we'd had the server space back then, we'd always have it forever and ever.
But we don't. But anyway, speaking of server space, there's no file size limit like there are on most services like that. And there's also no storage limit.
Yeah.
Which...
And the rates per gig are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Exactly.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Great.
It's very affordable. So go there and check that out. And we're actually wasting his bandwidth with this bullshit right now.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a reason why we're here, which we'll get to in a little bit. We're not quite ready to do that yet. But we decided we wanted to do a little bit of audio. We were gonna take a break from writing about guys humping trees and stunning dance instructors and falling off utility poles, trying to get pictures of the sunset.
Yep.
And that's the shit we've written about in like the last 24 hours.
Scary stuff.
But we thought we would do a little talking before we get to the main reason we're here. Is there anything you want to talk about? There's probably some news, I'm sure.
Yeah, we were.
I don't know. The Olympics are.
I was gonna say
that's
like,
pretty good, and we're already down one athlete.
Doesn't that suck?
That's really sad. I mean, I often watch the luge, and I wonder how more people don't die.
How did you describe it? A cookie sheet on the
It is. It's basically like you're riding a cookie sheet down a flat ice sheet. You know, like it's. That's scary.
Yeah.
And today there was actually a Georgian luger.
And no,
I don't know if they call them lugers. I've always called them luger.
Luger.
And when I say Georgian, I don't mean Soviet Republic of Atlanta. I mean Georgia, as in
Russian.
As
Georgian.
In near Russia, Georgia. But there was a
Maybe somebody get the wrong Georgia on the Google Maps like they did the last time.
Exactly, when we posted about this before.
About that in 2008, I think.
Yes, I believe that was 2008.
July of 2008, I think.
Jesus Christ. There goes Karen, the human VC archive.
Only reason I remember is I think we posted about the same day we posted about that guy humping a park bench.
I'm glad you remember that because I do not remember anything.
Now that I've said that, it was probably August of 2008, but it was either July or August of 2008 anyway.
The fact that you can kind of ballpark that astounds me. But anyways, I cannot pronounce his name.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah.
If I were reading it,
it's too bad we could get Jaws to butcher it.
If I gave enough of a fuck about what we were doing here to take notes, which I used to all the time when I was on the radio, I would have his name in front of me. But I apologize, I don't remember his name. But he lost control of the luge during a training run and ended up skidding off course and
hitting
just
the pole,
crushing a metal pole.
They didn't pad that metal pole because they didn't. Well,
even
anybody
if they,
would hit the metal pole.
Even if they did.
Yeah, I guess 140
really,
kilometers an hour.
Yeah, I don't think it would have mattered when you're going down a course that fast and you lose control that much. I don't think it really matters.
It's true.
But, yeah, I often wonder how this doesn't happen more, but I don't know, because I've always liked watching the luge and the bobsled and stuff like that, and I often wonder how this doesn't happen more, why we don't hear more stories like this. I'm glad we don't, and I hope we don't, you know, beyond this one, and definitely our condolences to his family and friends and teammates and all of that stuff. I'm ready for the Olympics. It should be a pretty good time other than this. I would hate to be the first person who has to go down the luge run after.
Yeah. It's kind of spooky.
Yeah. That would be a tough one. But anyways, on a lighter note, what else do we have? I was reading in the news today that scientists have sequenced the DNA of a 4,000-year-old human.
What?
Yeah, no, seriously, I think that's pretty cool. Especially because, you know, there's a lot that I still don't know and that we could all probably learn about Dick Clark. No, it's... I couldn't resist that one, but...
I didn't know where you were going, so I just figured I'd let you go.
I'll have to read up on that story. The story is true, except that... But anyways, you had something about a TalkNav petition you
yeah,
talked about before we started this?
You know how a little while ago I blogged about Wayfinder. He's pulling on my head.
That has nothing to do with blowjobs, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up.
I was suddenly telling her get closer to the microphone.
Mike, I know. But seriously, like, a little while ago...
Color me embarrassed and filleted.
Shut up! Slap!
I wish. Anyway, you go ahead. Wayfinder access.
There goes all my seriousness about Wayfinder access. Thanks a whole ton.
Well, you do put the pet in petition.
Shut up.
So, all right, anyway.
Anyway.
Go ahead now.
Okay.
And onion.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, by the way, I should mention again, we are drinking. I'm currently enjoying some Caesars. I've laid them on top of a Ryan Coke and a number of beers. And I have more. And Karen is drinking some...
This is only my second Kahlua and milk.
She's drinking some Kahlua and milk. You could either call that a White Russian or a Paralyzer, depending on what your fancy is. Anyways, we're talking about...
Wayfinder
Access, which was unfortunately shut down.
Yeah, just all of a sudden, just bang, Vodafone bought them and said, we don't need you anymore.
And you said, Mama, don't take my Vodafone away.
Away, yeah.
Isn't that a... No, that was Cody.
Yeah. So, anyway, it sucks because Wayfinder is the only GPS that works on Symbian phones. So your only choices are... Mobile GOL, pay out the ass and use a Windows mobile phone, and Trekker, either the big old $2,500 chunk of change that you have to carry along with everything else, and a GPS receiver, or the Trekker Breeze that we buried the video with the advertising for. But anyway, it doesn't have nearly the functionality that Wayfinder would have had. Wayfinder was cheap. It worked on Symbian phones. All you needed was, if you wanted, you could get a GPS receiver, and then the software would go in the phone, and that was it. You didn't have to carry this other doohickey. You didn't have to remember another doohickey. You're usually carrying your cell phone anyway, so pop on the GPS. And I just read that in India, Symbian-based GPS is their only choice. So all these Indian blind people who could actually, like some of them could actually afford, amazingly, GPS, now they have no options. They don't have GPS anymore because, bang, they just bought a Wayfinder and said, nope, you're dead. You're
this
gone.
This is Vodafone.
Vodafone just bought Wayfinder access and said, you're done. So, TalkNav, which is awesome, because you can buy Talk...
We have to throw out another plug.
Yeah, just plug every... Well, that sounds bad. Plug, let's just
you're
make...
Plugging, you're plugging everyone, I'm pushing down your head. What a show this is.
This is a disaster.
And considering why we're recording this...
I know, this is horrible. I feel terrible. I'm ruining it.
Especially because we're doing this for something that is, for now anyways, known as Insert. Consider that!
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, I've lowered the decorum to a level that can probably not be recovered from. Anyways, we're talking about Wayfinder access here.
And anyway, man, this is not... Nobody's going to remember what this is about by the time...
Well, that's why you're going to write about it.
Yeah,
We're doing this audio as a bonus. We're recording on the Victor Reader stream, sitting around the dining room table having some drinks. This is actually so... I'm not even going to mention this right now, but...
Oh, no.
No, anyways, go ahead.
So, anyway, TalkNav, which is a company that sells Wayfinder access and talks, and the cool part about them selling talks is you can go to their website with your serial number of your phone and go, here's my serial number of my phone, I would like some talks, please, cha-ching, here's my credit card, and in like 10 minutes, you have a talk serial number. It's automated.
Wicked.
Everywhere else you have to be like, hey, Mr. Vendor Guy, here's my IMEI number, can you go get me a TOX license? And they're like, sure, give me a few hours maybe if I don't get busy and I don't have to go drop off a computer and hook it up and go and do some other stuff. And then you maybe wait for like a day and finally you get your TOX license and you're like, shit, I've had this beautiful phone for like a whole day that I can't even use it for. TalkNav, I went and got a new talk serial number for my N86 Saturday morning. Nobody was open. I couldn't call, I don't know, anybody that I know that sells this stuff and be like, give me a serial number.
But TalkNav came through.
TalkNav sent me, and not only that, but I emailed them and I said, I thought something was wrong because I installed my talks and Nookadookadoo came up and was talking, and I could not get Eloquence to come up at all. And I emailed them, and I'm like, what gives? I downloaded Eloquence. I tried to install Eloquence. It won't work. I was expecting to not get a response until Monday. I got a response on Sunday. And they were like, yeah, telling me all these things to try, and they're like, what, you know, that shouldn't be a problem, you know? And I emailed them back.
And one of the things to try, I assume, was not... Contact us on Monday between 9 and 5 during business hours. They were actually there.
They were there. They wrote me back, and I wrote them back because I was also madly emailing the Talks email list, which also rocks and is also run by TalkNav because they serve it off their servers because they're cool like that. And
Yay, TalkNav.
We love you. And so I was emailing them.
I hope you like I was a Scottish man and you were a tree.
Or a bike. Or a slab of pavement.
But really, that's Karen's department.
Hey, what? Ew.
You're the one with the new phone.
Yeah, but I don't want to...
The phone I have is currently up and running. I don't have...
That is true.
I'm not eligible for upgrades and stuff yet.
That is true. But, yeah, they... Oh, where was I?
That's funny that we're talking about humping things like trees and we're on a family plan.
This is true.
They should call it the Planned Parenthood.
Ew.
The phone hood.
The phone hood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was lame. It fell flat. I'm sorry.
That was beautiful timing if you heard that.
Yeah, I don't know if the bonk came through. That was just a text message.
That was beautiful.
Cartoon anvil. fell right on me.
It did. It was beautiful.
I got a
timing.
Text on the phone. But anyways,
anyway,
go ahead.
What the hell was I saying?
You were talking about TalkNav emailing you back on Sunday.
Yeah, and the list.
You good customer service in the middle of a story.
And the list helped me solve my problem. So I wrote them back, and I'm like, hey, actually, it's solved now. I'm a happy woman. And they said, and they weren't even mad. They said, no problem. Let us know if you need any more help. And I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome, because like, it was basically my fault that the problem happened, but I don't get any of those stupid, thank you for contacting TalkNav. Your customer service is important to us. Crap. And it was great. And he's getting another Caesar. Holy shit. Okay. Holy crap. So yeah, I love TalkNav, and they're doing this petition. So if you care about Wayfinder access and want it, you know, maybe to live, you should sign this petition. I asked him where it was going, because it doesn't say on the petition, and I think that's important, because, like, how many email petitions have you received? If you get 1,000 names, send it to isuckdicks@hotmail.com, and then we're going to send it to the head of media affairs in, I don't know, some bumfuck Illinois, and then you can... then maybe they'll do something about it. He's actually going to send it to the media and the head of Vodafone, and you can, like, leave remarks on there about how much, you know, it matters to you and all that stuff. So, yeah, if you care about Wayfinder access, go sign it. When I last looked at the petition, it had 55 signatures.
Not too bad. How
long
did it
take? Not too bad. Just went up this morning.
Well, that's pretty good, and I'm sure that Karen will be writing a full post.
I will be. I just didn't want to write about it until I got the information from the man who put it up himself. So
that's one of the things that you should really like about us. I hate to toot our own horn, but we weren't so diligent about this back when we were doing it for fun.
Yeah.
But now that we actually do this for, you know, for serious and for cash and for all this stuff, we try to be a good objective source for all of your humping and food fisticuffs related information.
Food feuds! I have one coming.
That's right. There are a lot of posts in the pipeline.
Oh my god, I have so many posts. It's insane.
But no, whenever possible, we do try and do our research, and we pass on a lot of stuff that doesn't look like it's... like it's true.
Because we've been had a couple of times and it sucks.
Well, we have, but like we said, if we want to, you know, if we want to be somewhat popular, and if we want to feel good about people visiting the sponsors and supporting us and telling their friends about us and whatever they do, we have to be as accurate as we possibly can. So.
Well, I was pretty excited. What did I see the other day? We were like third search result down. Oh, somebody was searching for information on RDSPs. And we were like the third search result down below a couple of things about how banks could have their, what software they need to buy.
And that was just RRSPs.
There was one for RDSPs. There were two RRSPs above us. Then we were the first RDSP.
Yes,
and
the first actual keyword for RDSP, the Registered Disability
Savings Plan.
Plan
in the federal... It's a
we actually
Canada.
Hit the top of Google for that, among other things. So,
yeah, I think that's so cool. I often go and click the link, you know, that where somebody came from to get to us and see exactly how high we rank for stuff.
And well, we like to see our page rank for stuff, and... It's very cool to see that we're high a lot of the time, and thanks to everybody who emails our stuff around and who finds us and actually stays around. Thanks to the people who comment and even the ones who hate us, the ones who yell at us.
The one who called me a Hodge piece of shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say just the other day on a post from 2008, you got called a Hodge piece of shit.
Hodge.
H
A U G E. They don't
Hodge.
Quite know how to spell huge, but apparently I'm a Hodge piece of shit.
Yeah. Everyone who disagrees with us or hates us for some reason, none of them can spell.
No.
Have you noticed that?
Except for maybe Joel Clark.
Yes.
He can spell. He just doesn't formulate very good ideas.
Well, the thing about Joel Clark was he could spell, but what he was saying and what he was complaining about. Yeah,
that's what I said. It just didn't stand up.
I know, it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and this is not Joe Clark the politician, if any Canadians...
Indeed. No, this is Joe Clark, gay web designer. No, that's what he called himself. Gay.
Did he call himself gay accessibility consultant, or was that just because he got offended because we made a gay?
No, I looked.
Because I was at doggy school actually when this happened.
I looked at some stuff about him, and he talked about being
a gay accessibility. Why would you even put those two together? It's stupid.
Well, he's out of the closet, and I guess it was a closet that he could easily click his way out of blindfolded. I don't know.
Look, why would you put those together? Maybe gay disability rights advocate, I can understand, because you could see that you have two causes. And but gay accessibility consultants, like, I click stuff when I'm typing and my third leg is... my hand on my mouse and my hand...
I don't know.
What?
But that's what he said. Somewhere in his blog or somewhere, he mentioned that he was a gay... accessibility advocate / consultant / developer.
Right.
I appreciate the things that he's done to further accessibility, but Jesus, man, lighten up.
Yeah, and like
when I you know, like the first time I ever heard from Joe, I posted a gay joke.
Yeah, I was.
What was the joke? It was
how many gay. Advocates.
Yeah, how many gay rights activists does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer was zero, because the light bulb doesn't have to change.
Yeah, and he got all pissy-wizzy.
He did. He got very upset, and he knew we were blind, I guess, because he'd been lurking and following us for a while. And,
yeah.
And he's like, and he got very uptight and offended, and he basically said, oh, you know, you shouldn't make gay jokes like that, because people make jokes about blind people all the time, and I'm sure you get very offended. And I basically said to him, Joe, you haven't been paying attention, obviously.
I can tell how intelligent jokes, like...
Nobody makes more blind jokes than I do. And, you know, it's... Like, I don't know, whether you're gay, whether you're blind... Whether you're a one-legged flamingo Inuit snowman, I don't care what you are. Whatever you are, if you cannot laugh at yourself...
Life's not fun.
You have a problem. Life's not worth living if you can't look at yourself with a little bit of humor. Because, yes, a lot of blind jokes are lame, and I'm sure a lot of gay jokes are lame.
Yeah.
But if you can't look at yourself with a sense of humor... You have a problem, and you may as well just end it now. Just cash it in.
How the hell did we get here?
I don't know how we got here.
I don't know how the Victor deals.
Why are we here?
Yeah, well...
We were here for our friend, and I should mention this. This is how important this is. We're here for our friend, Ro.
Ro.
Who I have to mention, whenever I hear Ro, there's... a wrestling company called ROH. And whenever I read about it with Jaws, it says Ro. <You know? laughs> and so oftentimes when I see Ro has commented, or, you know, our friend Ro said, sometimes I have to do a double take and be like, wrestling company?
Well, if I'm walking...
Blogger friend, wrestling company. And I do it in both directions.
And if I'm walking out into the living room and Steve's reading something and I hear bop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop-a-da-row, bop-a-da-bop-a-da, I have to go, Oh, wrestling company. Okay.
Yeah. Because... Like, are you talking about the wrestling company or are you talking about our blogging buddy? But anyways, the reason we're here after about 15 minutes of bullshit preamble...
I really hope she's still listening.
I'm sure she seems to like everything we do for some reason.
This is true.
I don't know
That's
why.
That's cool. I like it.
But anyways, the reason we're here is she said she did a really nice happy birthday thing for Karen on YouTube.
That was sweet.
She actually sang happy birthday to Karen, which was very cool.
I thought it was awesome.
And so we thought. We're not doing video, you know, we...
I don't have an iPod Nano 5 gigabyte doohickey thing, Bob.
You know, all we have is a cell phone where you can do, a little while.
I don't know how long you can do, yeah, it's like...
But anyways, audio is, excuse me.
Jeez!
I'm sorry about
that. I was trying not to do that on tape, on podcast.
Well, like I said, I don't care that much.
You just said it was important, and you belch in it and go, I don't care that much.
No, it's important, but
thing won't try and record it and go, I ran out of room.
Oh, Christ, if this doesn't record... You'll know if a disgruntled Guelph resident goes nuts somewhere in town here.
Yes.
Oh, that would make me so mad. Oh. But anyways, we're here. This is the part I do care about. I love this roundtable stuff. I may try and... In a couple days, the shoe thief's going to be here.
Yeah!
I may try and get him to talk baseball with me on another...
That'd be awesome.
...VC podcast. But I don't know if it's close enough to the Jays' start of season preview.
That's true.
To really get something like that going. But anyways, we're here to talk about our friend Ro.
Who is...
Not Ring of Honor. Ro, what did you say? Star Trek character?
Yeah.
I don't watch Star Trek. I think I'm the only blind person who does not give... The first good fuck about Star Trek.
Well, you give more of a good fuck because you actually remember who's on what show. And...
No, I don't.
Okay.
I remember it because I have a memory. Like, and because it's something you're interested in, and because, you know, wrestling's my thing. And your things, you know, you like Star Trek and you like dogs.
Yep.
And so I try and know a little bit about stuff you like because it's one of those good relationship things, you know, when you're with somebody, you should know about their interests and you should be, you know, you should be interested in them to a point. So that's what I kind of do.
It's true.
You know, the same way that you are with wrestling and maybe MMA to a point and boxing.
We should do a thing on things I've learned from wrestling at some point. Anyway,
I have to do that.
I keep derailing this thing.
But anyways, we're here to talk about Ro, who is heading off...
On an adventure.
Yes, a big adventure. She has gone, basically, what, about 2 years ago?
Yeah, almost. It was April of 2008, I think she said.
April of 2008, she went blind.
Yeah.
Consider this. She was almost 30 years old. She went blind. I've been blind for 30 years. I turned 30 back in December.
Yeah.
And Karen, the old bag, is
31. Yeah.
Well, but like I tell her so that I you know, do not get kicked out of the apartment. She may be an old bag, but she's a designer bag. She's high-end in class and quality. So, but anyway... She went blind, not Karen. Karen's been blind forever, yeah. Kind of like me.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, it's funny, because sometimes people ask me, have you been blind all your life? And I say, not yet. I'm not done.
Yeah.
Because, you know, have you been blind all your life? And if you say yes, that kind of implies, well, yeah, I'm blind and I'm finished.
Yeah.
But I'm not, so.
So anyway.
She went blind a couple of years ago. And basically she went from... Oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, how I'm ever going to be
anything
of substance, value, worth, again. To now, in 2 days, she's heading off to get a guide dog.
She?
That's no small feat, everybody.
No,
because
it is
there
not.
Are people who've been blind for years.
And they won't even leave their house!
Yeah, they won't leave their house, they're scared, they've been overprotected by their parents, or they've somehow... grown into this...
They think it's easier to just get help from everybody and just let them lead them around like a sheep. Meh.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's amazing what Ro has done here.
Yeah.
She's gone from, I'm blind, my life is over, to I'm going to, you know, take on every possible challenge that may be put in my way, and I'm going to conquer it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, she has.
She has.
I mean, I said this on her comment board in one of her posts today, and I'll say it here. I've never met her in person. I don't often say this about people that I've never met, but I'm proud of her as if I feel, you know, as if I know her, because she's very open about things on her blog, her In the Center of the Roof blog. You can find that in her blog list.
Yep.
And
she's usually near the top because she's always updating
stuff.
Yeah,
she usually updates at least once or twice a day. Unlike us, who usually update about 10, 12 times a day.
Yeah, but we...
But well, that's
not... No, not even the same.
No, it's not. But she's usually writing 1, 2, 3 times a day about her life and her experiences and different things she's doing. But the fact that she went from absolute zero to ready to get a guide dog
in less than 2 years.
Less than 2 years. That's astounding.
That's freaking amazing.
And
she needs to win an award.
She does.
I wish I could nominate her for an award. And I'm not saying that just because I'm Steve, I've said this when I'm stone sober, right?
Yes, you have. I will admit that you have.
I have.
And you're very sober.
I have.
Well, how about we nominate her for the first ever Vomit Comet Person Who Doesn't Completely Suck Award.
That doesn't even sound good enough! Doesn't completely suck? What is that?
No, I'm, like, think about most of the people we write about.
Yeah.
They completely suck.
Well, yeah, but no. Needs a better name. Needs a better name than that.
I'm just saying, that's a VC style. I just came up with that off the top of my head. I had no time to think. Okay.
Okay.
So the Person Who Does Not Suck Award.
The Person Who Is Awesome Award. The Person Who...
The VC Seal of Awesomeness.
Yes! That's more like it.
There you go.
She's...
How about that? You win the first ever Vomit Comet Seal of Awesomeness Award. I don't know what that entails. We don't really have a graphics department.
Damn.
We don't really pay them. We blow most of our earnings on alcohol and takeout food. But
last graphic we found to represent stuff was found by one of our wonderful, awesome readers, Jill.
Yes. Who also would get the VC seal of
She would get the VC seal of awesomeness.
I hope, Jill, if you're listening to this, I hope you're doing okay.
And I hope your cat will stop chewing on laptop cords.
That would be good.
Because when your cat chews on a laptop cord, you don't really have internet access anymore because your laptop doesn't work, and then you can't come and read our stuff.
But yeah.
And leave cool comments. Long ones. Cool ones. Yeah.
Yeah, Jill is great. I don't know if Ro has ever really...
I don't think Ro... Well, if she read the guide dog stuff, she would have seen her because she wrote lots of novels.
Well, yeah, there's been lots of good comments if you look through from Jill. She's awesome. Jill. She also gives some good insight on some of the posts we do about police as a former police officer.
Yep.
Really,
and if you want a good picture description, there was a... What was the post?
The guy who decided to mug a boxer.
And then the boxer fixed his wagoon pretty good. And we asked somebody to describe the picture. And Jill did, right down to the last detail.
We love you, Jill.
We love you, Jill.
We love you, Jill. We love you, Ro. And we're mainly here for Ro right now. This little thing that we were going to do, it's turned into
a monster.
Epic monstrosity.
Don't eat it.
I applaud anyone who's made it all the way through this.
Oh, dear.
I really do.
Yeah.
But anyways, maybe we'll do more of these if you like them. And if we get a lot of complaint emails, maybe we'll do more of them just as a way to say, fuck off. Whose blog is it anyway? Because as long as people are reading it and enjoying stuff, I really don't care what the rest of you think. I honestly don't. But no. I don't. Do you?
Oh, that just sounds horrible.
No, if you don't enjoy something and you have a valid criticism and you can write in something resembling the English language, I will listen to you. I have no problem listening to you. But if you don't read what I write and you yell at me based on an opinion that is not even something I said,
yeah.
Fuck off. Like, that's pretty much how it is. I mean, a lot of our hate mail is written by people who either can't spell, can't read, or both.
Or both.
And I have no time. You know, I have enough things to do in my day, you know, keeping the comments up and running and going through, you know, 17 gazillion news articles and stuff, trying to find the few nuggets of gold that we post every day. You know, I don't have time for your
anyway
tartalicious ramblings. But anyway,
we're spoiling the point of this thing.
No, we aren't. This is kind of what we do. We're all over the place on the written end. So
yeah,
why not
but,
in the audio? End?
Yeah, but.
Anyways, Ro's heading off to get a dog.
Yeah.
She's going to San Rafael, California, the same place Karen went to get
a dog. I wonder if she'll be in my same room.
I wonder.
I'm so excited. I haven't checked my email in a while, so I don't know if I have received the
I've gotten a bunch of emails, but I imagine they're probably not about that, because you usually get those emails.
But she's going away to guide dog school.
I get the emails with jokes in them.
And that's awesome, because she's going to come back with an awesome dog, and she's going to have awesome dog stories, and we're going to have awesome dog story swapping goodness.
Her awesome dog named Insert. That's what she's taken to calling the dog, and I hope that's its actual name.
Because she used to say at the bottom of her emails, insert dog name here, and we started teasing her and saying, we're all picturing the dog's name as Insert. Mm-hmm. So that's become his or her pet name.
But anyways, we're happy to say that you're off and you've done awesome.
You kick butt.
And the whole point of this half hour fucking diatribe that
which Victor didn't eat. Here, woohoo!
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yay, Victor! Yay, Victor! You can buy one if you're so inclined. But anyways, we were thinking that since you sang happy birthday to Karen, that Karen should maybe sing a good luck at the guide dog school to you, song to you.
And I wish I was as good as Carmen from my class.
Boomba, 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 boomba.
And there is Val. I can't do any more because I'm going to crack up and I'm probably going to sound like that girl that used to be in our school who used to sing all
we'll
the
have
time.
Yeah, we'll have to upload that one. And
yeah.
And link it in the post about this podcast, just kind of like a show notes kind of thing. The one girl in Karen's guide dog class, Carmen, she wrote a song
with all of our dogs' names in it, and like stuff about each of us. It took her like a whole day or two, and she had this whole thing composed.
It was a great idea.
A great song. She just wanted to rehearse it way too much, and we were like, "No, we're here for our dogs, dude."
It's too bad it never ended up on the DVD, but we'll put it up on the site and people.
I have it in MP3 and it's good stuff. I think I have it in three formats because I was trying to show it to Ro. I have it in OGG, WMA, and MP3. Woo!
OGG. Whenever I hear OGG, I think like cavemen. It's like I picture like, you know, some kind of Neanderthal slopey forehead guy walking around with like an iPod. But only it wasn't evolved enough to be an iPod, so it's like an F-pod.
An F-pod?
Maybe an A-pod, like arthropod.
An eye chisel. An eye whistle.
But anyways.
Anyway.
Karen thought she may want to sing a song for Ro. Who was going off to the guide dog school after the happy birthday. We'll link to the YouTube video of the happy birthday as well.
Yeah, because I thought that was an amazing... She wished me happy birthday in every possible way she could. I got a text, an email, an email on the email list. I got a comment on the blog, and I got a YouTube video. And if I've forgotten any ways, it's not because they weren't cool.
I didn't get a happy birthday.
I don't think she knew your birthday. Day. Well, I said it on the blog, I guess.
No, I don't know if anybody knew my birthday. I didn't get one.
Win.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry though.
Wait.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna drink.
You're gonna drink?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I didn't get a happy birthday, I'm going to drink a little bit extra.
You're already drinking.
Yeah. What's your point? But anyways, you wanted to do a song.
I did.
But you had trouble doing it.
I did. I couldn't come up with a long enough piece. I couldn't come up with a long enough piece. I had about four ideas.
What did you come up with?
Oh, let's see. What order should I do them in?
Some kind of you had a like GDB related stuff. You had just things about silverware.
Yes, silverware. There were all kinds. I was out grooming the dog because sometimes stuff comes to me when I'm grooming the dog. Sometimes I've thought of like.
You do your best thinking grooming the dog. I do mine either on the john or in the shower.
Well, yeah, I was grooming the dog, and I thought, what could I sing? And the first thing that came to me was, there's a new guide dog puppy bound for Arizona. And that's all I could come up with!
Like the George Strait song, like the front property.
Yeah.
From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some... Oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
We could put a line in there about B.
A new guide dog bound for Arizona. He'll
love...
His name's Insert, and he'll lick balls of beer. Because I know Trix had a thing. It has a thing.
Yes.
Used to have more of a thing.
I had to stop her from licking every man.
Lord.
Anyone with the XY going on there, we had to get in there.
Yeah, she loved the old danglers. I don't know what it was. Every morning, she could not go down and get her food. She could not, you know, celebrate the morn and the dawn of a new day unless she had put ton to testes and said,
so
morning gonads,
she would say. It happened so fast, I wouldn't be able
she
to
would
stop.
Say,
she'd get up.
Smile, scrotum of Steve. 'Tis a new day, she would say.
It's a new day. It's a new dawn, and I'm feeling your balls.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm feeling wood.
I hope she wasn't feeling wood.
God, I hope not. Otherwise, that's quite disconcerting. But you know what I mean, though.
Yes, yes.
Like, that was weird. Like, she...
I said, has she never seen a male in her entire life? I mean, all the razors were female, so I thought maybe she'd never seen a male.
They were. I mean, maybe she thought that if she licked my nuts long enough, I'd be a razor.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Ew, Steve.
I apologize for that right there. Yeah.
All of Rose fans, I hope none of them get all grossed out and run
Anyhow.
Screaming.
Anyhow.
Anyway.
Well, you know what? She likes us, and they're probably like, I don't know what you see in them. You know, probably, you know, like when your teenage daughter gets, like, the biker boyfriend and stuff. That's probably the way Rose's other blogger friends see us here at the Vomit Comet. It's like, what do you see in them? I don't get it, man. They're just going to mistreat you like they do everybody else.
They're going to introduce you to the wrong crowd.
Let me tell you something. The first time you drop trow and beat off in a Bed Bath & Beyond parking lot, they're going to be all over you like everybody else.
Wee-wee.
But no, we're not like that.
No.
We love you, Ro.
Yeah.
But anyways... Yeah, you know, the new guide puppy in
Arizona,
the George Strait thing. She came up with that. What else did you
do? And then I was thinking about how you've been trying to get your spoons all in order, because you want to have lots of spoons. She has this spoon theory up on her website that somebody else wrote, and the name escapes me, about how when you have a disability or an illness, you only have so many spoons, which...
Do you have 10,000 spoons when all you need is a
No,
man?
Don't even go there.
Is it like meeting the man of your dreams? Then meeting
No,
the boy?
No.
And isn't it ironic?
Don't go there!
Stop! That?
Don't go there! You're going to be there for 5 minutes!
It's not even ironic, goddammit! It's not ironic, it's dumb! It's like the name of that song...
This is a frickin' clusterfuck.
No, the name of that song should be, well, shit...
Life sucks.
Life sucks.
And I don't have a dictionary. Yeah.
Yeah. Because nothing in that song is ironic. Rain on your wedding day. Maybe. Isn't it unfortunate?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
But, like, it's not ironic. What is ironic about rain on your wedding day?
A free ride that you've already paid is dumb because that's the way it goes. You pay, you get on the bus, and you ride. It's not free because you paid for it.
Well, maybe it's free if you go past your destination.
But then you just suck.
Well, yeah, but then you got to walk back, so you have to pay for it with your time.
You
but
didn't
rain
on your
wedding day is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people think it's good luck.
The good advice that you just didn't take, that's stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I was dumb. I should have listened to you. You said, don't stick your penis in the outlet, and I should have listened, but oh boy! Isn't that ironic? No, it's not ironic. That's dumb.
Yeah. Anyway!
Okay.
Sheepers.
Sheepers?
Sheepers?
Sheepers.
Jeepers and G's and something
Sheepers.
Else.
Sheepers. Where'd you shear something? I don't know. Yeah.
Oh no. But spoons. Yeah, that's how this all started. Somebody...
The spoons, like the band?
No.
Like Gordy Jump?
No. Although that'd be funny, trying to play the spoons with the disability spoons. Anyway,
spoons. You'd play part of the song spoons, and then give up.
Spoons represent how much energy you have in a day, and you only have so many spoons. And everything you do takes a spoon. So you have to watch your spoons so that you don't run out of spoons and then not be able to do all the rest of your stuff because everything, right. it's like those text adventure games where you only have like 15 units of fuel and you have to conserve. Well, every unit of fuel is a spoon. Anyways, I was thinking about her spoons this morning and I was thinking about the cats and the cradle song. And I thought, get some rest and save your spoons. And that's all I could come up with. I suck. I don't know. Get some rest and save your spoons. Meet some cool people and play some tunes.
Play some tunes?
I don't know. Some people play music. There's a piano and there's guitar and stuff in there. Play some. Yeah, come on. Where would the Boomba Boombas be if we didn't have anything to play tunes with?
And here's Room. She has an insert dog.
And she has a blog.
Fatigue fog. She has a real cool
blog. Oh, no.
Yeah.
All I could come up with was something about... Oh, this sucks. This is totally horrible.
Maybe she'll probably appreciate the effort.
I really hope so, because this is like...
If you read her blog, she's been crying about everything today.
This is true.
So I'm sure she'll appreciate what you're going to do.
So I was thinking, you know, get some rest and save your spoons, and have some fun and play some cool tunes, when you get your dog. I was thinking, I don't know when, because I don't know what hour you're going to get the dog. You're going to get a good dog then. And that's all I could come up with, because I am lame. And
it's certainly no happy birthday.
And I do not a Bob Rivers Mick, or a Weird Al, or anybody who can take a whole song and make another cool song out of it, because I can't. And then the only other one that we could come up with was... You came up with part of this one. Yeah, because I was grooming
which
and we were talking.
Which one are you doing? I didn't know where you were going.
It was the Mimir, the Mersenne Raffle theme.
Oh, right.
Because there's this trail, and I really hope you get to go on it, because for a while I think they cut it out of class, and then they put it back in because everybody screamed. So I really hope you get to go. There's this trail called Muir Woods Trail, and it's this redwood conservation area. Yes!
I love...
Yes, oh yes.
I have to mention this.
We're getting there.
Because...
We're getting there, don't you worry. It's a redwood conservation area with giant redwood trees. Seeing there's signs...
Conservation!
And there are signs on the redwood trees about how long this redwood has been here and how many years a redwood can live. And you're walking through the woods and the water's going...
How
bloop,
many
bloop,
years
bloop,
the redwood live?
The redwood didn't fall down.
Yeah.
So you're walking through the woods and the brooks are babbling and the birdies are chirping and it's a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, peaceful place.
The brooks are babbling and they're saying, Cessna, stop.
Nobody's going to get that.
I don't care.
So the birdies are chirping and the ducks are...
You get it and that's all I care about.
How's your dog jet plane?
Anyhow,
train wreck.
I can't believe you're distracting yourself so
waiting
much.
To
this
happen.
Ridiculous.
So, the birdies
are chirping. I'm going to get a new drink then.
Okay then, holy crap.
Do you need a new one?
Hell no.
Okay.
And the ducks.
And
the ducks are quacking and the birdies are chirping and it's a beautiful, peaceful, beautiful place. And you get to the end of the path and you come to a souvenir shop. And what is in the souvenir shop? It's souvenirs made out of redwood trees!
Yes,
because we want to conserve our redwood trees. Except for when we want to make cute little bears out of them.
Come to the redwood conservation area.
And then take a piece of a tree with you.
And then
every time you go away, you take a piece of tree.
You take a piece of tree with you. That's right.
Anyway.
But it's beautiful.
I know.
Okay, a conservation area.
Nobody else got this. I went to this thing. I limped along with my bum knee with the nurse, who I think is freaking awesome.
Whose ass was it up?
What?
It was a bum knee.
Shut up!
So you put it up somebody's arse.
Apex, want a jingle? Want a jingle?
Do you want a jingle for the podcast?
You want a jingle?
Oh, there's Trixie.
Hello.
Hello, dog.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Ooh. Woo! Shake the doggy drink! Anyway, we're just totally...
What the fuck
she's like, what are you guys up to? You've been
hello.
Screaming. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Name of the doggy.
That was my jaws all only says shuck, but that's what I was attempting to say with that. Anyway.
So, oh, sorry, punch you in the face.
Oh, sorry, what a wonderful, Visa. Wonderful Visa. Uh-huh. I've not called you Visa in a while. So,
anyway, where were we?
Mirror Woods.
Yeah,
anyway,
Mirror Woods.
So I'm limping along, and I'm like, dude, we get there, and somebody's like, look at this beautiful redwood statue, and I'm like, pardon me? We're in a conservation area, and we have redwood, dead redwood
mm-hmm.
pieces to buy! What? Okay.
Maybe you could plant the statue, and it would grow into a redwood tree later on.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Or... maybe from a little redwood statue, it would become a great big statue.
That would be weird.
You
know, so anyway.
But anyway, that's wacky.
Sorry, I always get on that jag. So anyway.
So do I!
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I remember phoning you and telling you about this, and you went.
And you didn't even get through the story, and I said, what?
And I said, yeah, I'm getting there, because I thought
the same
thing.
And I said, what?
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, they had a redwood, and I said, what?
Yeah.
Because I knew.
Yes, you knew where I was going.
Because we've been doing this since 2003. Believe it or not, I've actually been in radio in spite of this clusterfuck. I was doing radio before this blog started.
Yep.
And yeah.
And we could read each other's minds before that.
We could.
It was scary.
And this we're just yammering on because I want to see if anybody actually listens to this whole thing.
Oh, God.
I hope somebody does.
I hope somebody does.
I'm sure you'll all download the whole thing.
Good
and kill
God.
Redwoods
and then
be
go.
Awesome, but,
what the heck did I just waste an hour on?
Why am I listening to these assholes yammer? But
you're probably not even going to make it through the whole thing, so I apologize.
Oh, they will.
I don't even know how I could edit it down if I wanted to.
Don't.
Okay.
No, because this is what it is.
All right.
It's... the vomit is the blob spato, whatever the fuck.
Don't go to blob spato, you'll get spam. Anyway, that's what happens when you type too fast.
But anyways, you were talking about the
Mirror Woods is an awesome, awesome, awesome path, and I really, really, really hope you get
Keep
to
talking.
Go. What are you doing? Oh, he's running off, and Trixie's chasing him. Oh, no, she's not. Oh, no, she decided. Oh, yes, she did chase him.
Yeah,
oh, no, she's sitting here, standing here, thinking. Anyway, so I hope you get to go, because it's awesome. So I thought a good song to sing would be Mirrorwood Trails to you till we meet again, because I am corny. But that's all I could come up with that one. So, yeah, not very good. So, that was my lame third attempt at a song. I thought all day I'm going to come up with more lines, I swear. But I didn't, so sorry. It was, I don't know, I just didn't, it didn't do too well. But we did come up with one whole song.
Cause, did?
Yes, we did!
Uh-oh.
Yes?
What is it?
You know it.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Because, like, you did it a happy birthday. So
I kind of remember how it went.
Yes, you do.
No, I seriously.
You just came up with it like an hour ago. Because we started this an hour ago. Almost.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've been doing this.
Holy crap! It is an hour. This is obscene. I apologize.
Yeah, this is gonna be great.
Mm-hmm. Gotta do better next time.
No, we don't.
Oh, I hear that lady from the committee, conscious of time. Anyway,
dude. It's our bandwidth, and it's their time.
Yes, but it's their time. That's the point.
Yeah, but you know what? They can download it, and they can time mark it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I hope everybody knows how to time mark. I don't know what...
I'll figure it out.
Alexian iTunes thingamabobby bob.
No, just save it. Like, seriously, save this. We'll put that in the post. Save this. Don't just download it and let it play unless you have a lot of time.
And patience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really nothing else to do with your life.
Yeah.
So what was the song?
So the song. Because Ro did her happy birthday doohickey.
Yeah.
And we thought, hey, that's a simple tune. It's not very long. We can come up with it. So, I'm probably going to slaughter this one just like I slaughtered all the other ones. I used to be able to sing. Now I just suck. So.
At least you used to be able to sing.
You sing still. You can still sing.
Okay.
You still can use, and you could sing before.
Well, when you said still, I assumed that.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want you to say that, oh, well, there was a while where I couldn't sing or some silly thing.
No, because if I could still sing, that implied that I could sing before.
That's true. But I wanted to cover my butt, and apparently I failed.
Okay, fine.
So.
But anyway.
So, yeah, it was a happy birthday song. So, it was not the happy birthday song, but it was
a happy guide dog.
Happy guide dog song. So, I'm probably going to mess this up.
Do you remember how it goes?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm glad one of us does.
You're funny, because you came up with half of it.
Yeah, I know I did, but you know what? I can remember exactly zero of the half.
All right, well, hopefully when I start to sing, you remember.
Okay.
Happy insert to you. Happy insert to you. You're going on Monday. Happy insert to you. That was the longest.
Yay!
Woo! That was the longest song I could come up with. So.
Yay! Happy insert.
Happy insert, and Steve came up with it too.
I did.
You did.
Yeah, I guess happy insert to you. I came up.
Yeah, you did, and you said you're leaving on Monday.
Well, really, you know, I came up with 3/4 of it, not half. Then because
that's
three
true.
Out of 4 lines.
That is
happy
true.
Insert to you.
It's true, and you did come up with the Monday part too. So maybe you came up with the whole thing. Go, Steve.
Okay, maybe I did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I really feel bad because I wanted the part where I congratulated Ro on her guide dog achievement to be bigger than, yeah, you're awesome. Yeah, you're awesome. Yup. Yup,
well,
awesome.
It kind of was. You wanted to nominate her for an award.
I do. I wish I could because she deserves one. There's not very many blind people who can go from I'm blind to, ooh, I'm going to buy an Apple because an Apple already has speech in it, even though I know Windows, but screw Windows, what Windows? Learn Apple from the ground up. Find resources. You know, when I first started reading her stuff, I assumed she probably hasn't found a bunch of stuff. So I was sending her stuff, and she's like, yep, already know
got
about
it,
that.
Got it.
Thank you,
like,
got
you
it.
Remember again, you collected baseball cards?
Yeah.
Got it, need it, don't want it, got it, need it.
Yeah. Because I was like, yeah, she probably needs a whole bunch of stuff. So I was like, horking links at her and different stuff, and she's like, done, got it. Cool. Done, got it. And I was like, wow, you really have taught yourself one hell of a lot of stuff. This is amazing. And then I started saying, you probably already have this, but, because you usually did. And then you went and taught yourself how to use the little insert link thingy on the blog, which I wouldn't have a hope of doing.
We just write
code, because I didn't bother dealing with something that's kind of remotely WYSIWYG. I'm just
We're
like,
old.
No, I'd rather write code so I know where it goes. But you got it to work. You went from writing bare code, like bare like links, to putting them in links and making it work, and you did everything. You making it work. Yeah.
Sorry.
You did it from like the ground up. You joined accessibility lists, and you can spell CAPTCHA on like half.
CAPTCHA!
I can't read your CAPTCHA!
CAPTCHA?
And then people can.
There's like a whole thing about how Braille literacy is going down, and it is. I agree with that. But spelling doesn't have to be that bad if you just look at the words as they are.
Like, people are just lazy.
Maybe it's an artifact of the Braille thing, but I want to know how things are spelled.
Yeah.
So, if CAPTCHA is a word,
I want to know.
If I'm going to write it in a post somewhere, and not just because we write for people's change. I want to make sure I take pride in what I write, even though most of it sucks. I take pride in what I write, and I want to make sure that I spell people's names, and that I spell words like CAPTCHA, and I don't know, everywhere, like herbicide.
Yeah, I screw up a spelling and I go back properly. And fix it because I don't want it spelled wrong because it looks stupid. But people email companies and go,
I can't use your capture.
And then I get PO'd and say, it's CAPTCHA. And they go, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
It's not whatever. Okay.
If you email the company and say, I can't read your capture, they're going to take you about as seriously as...
Well, first of all, they're not going to even know what a capture is.
Yeah.
They're going to go, screen capture?
They're going to take you as seriously as something that I can't even take seriously enough to think of a good analogy for.
Yeah.
That's how seriously they're going to take
you. First, they're not even going to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What's a capture? What are you trying to steal our code? What?
A code capture.
Code, screen capture, shot? What? What are you on about? If you're lucky, somebody will connect the dots and go, oh, this dork is trying to say CAPTCHA.
Exactly.
If you're lucky.
But a lot of people won't connect those dots.
Nope.
That's right.
You'll go to file 13, baby. The garbage. Anyway. But
anyway,
you can spell stuff and you don't, and you, yeah, I remember when I congratulated you on that, but you're just awesome. You went from, holy shit, I'm blind, to, look at me, I'm going to go take on the world, and I'm going to take it on with my guide dog.
And yeah, take this on your iPod, because you're probably not going to have time to just listen to this.
I am sorry. I did not mean to blather for an hour.
We did this as an experiment.
We were just...
To see if we could actually talk for an hour, because we had talked about doing VC audio for a while. And unfortunately, this is what we came up with.
So. So I apologize.
I don't.
I do.
Yeah,
this is chaos. This isn't even remotely close to organized.
That's exactly what our blog is.
But no, there are little divisions, and you can choose. This is like, here, have a chunk of Yammer.
Yeah, but you know what? If somebody cares enough to look at our blog, like, on a daily basis, they would expect nothing less than this cluster schmoz.
I don't know, dude. I think even our random posts have more organization than this thingy.
No, they don't.
Okay.
The only reason they do is because you can't go off into, like, two or three non sequiturs at once when you're writing. Because if you could... They would, so no, don't feel bad. We'll put in the post that you should take this on your MP3 player or whatever you use, and make it into like a anus cast or whatever the hell you're using. I don't know, whatever it is, just make it into like a bum cast.
A bum cast.
Yeah.
Is that if you take a
broadcast
an MP3 of you taking a poop?
Sure.
I don't know.
But anyways, I think we're just about done. Thank you to anybody who listened to us all the way to the end. I have no idea who those people could possibly be, but thank you very much.
And Ro, I apologize if you're listening to this on the plane or wherever going, how did I ever meet these freaks?
You feel like these were my favorite Canadians.
These were my favorite Canadians? God,
well,
help me.
You know what? At least we could help you rethink that.
This is true.
You know, so that's good. But anyways, thanks for listening to this. Don't forget to check out blindfilesharing.com if you want a lot of server space at a very cheap price. And sign the TalkNav petition.
Yes, talknav.com/protest.
Protest. What do we want? Wayfinder access. When
what
do we want
it? Now.
As soon as convenient.
Yes, as soon as you can.
That's the Canadian protest,
yes.
Actually. But,
yes.
Check that out. talknav.com/protest. blindfilesharing.com. Register for an account there if you need backup space or even just, you know, space like we have for
exactly
everything, really.
It's cheap.
Serve all our blog files there and do offsite backup and stuff all the time. And don't forget to check us out at vomitcomment.blogspot.com.
Wow, you said it correctly.
Woo! Probably already know, unless somebody actually forwarded this to you because they hate you.
Oh,
and there was one other thing I was gonna mention, but
I can't
remember what it is.
What would it be?
I don't know. If you have any comments on this, you can send your vitriol to Karen or I, either Hedrick2001@rogers.com or send stuff here at rogers.com. Our email addresses are at the top of the blog, and there's more than enough downtime during this this here podcast to click on that and send us an email, and you probably won't miss a fucking thing. So, anyways, I'm going to see how the Leafs and the Guelph Storm are doing. I've taken time out of hockey games and stuff to do this here. That's how important this is. Ro, you mean a lot to us.
Yeah.
You're good folk.
We're going to think of you, and I'll be very excited on dog day. I drool every time somebody has a dog day. Ask Steve.
Yes, she does.
Look at the dog yet. They don't kill the dog yet. Come on, where's the dog's name?
I can confirm this.
Yes, I knew he could.
I'm thinking about investing in tranquilizer guns to calm young Karen down here.
But on this dog day, I'm going to be extra excited because I feel like I have gone on this whole journey with you, and I feel like I kind of feel like I did when I went to class, because it's creepy how similar we are, which is really eerie. But yeah, on your dog day, I'm going to be bouncing off the walls and hoping for a description. I still have to look at what I said in the pool, because I can't remember. I just know it was the 15th. Oh, I got more mail. It was the 15th I picked. I think I said black female G-puppy? I can't remember, but I have to go look to see if I can win a beautiful crocheted blanket made by Ro the Awesome Crochet.
Yes, I don't remember what I said either, but I know that
I think you said yellow male.
I don't
know. Did you say black male?
I don't remember. My winning
entry
will
be
revealed soon, so.
Yeah, that's true. I can't remember, but I know all the results are up there, so I can go back and peek.
That's right. I'm going to win.
So. I'm going to win. We're going to fight over the blanket.
Dude, we live in the same house.
That's
we're
going to
have a tug of war over the blanket. I'm going to kick you in the balls, and I'm going to win.
The balls? I don't have balls.
How do you know?
I should hope I know.
You don't know anything. Anyways, I think we're finally done.
Yes. So.
Yeah, and thanks everybody for listening. Congratulations to Ro, the Star Trek Nazi thing, whatever it was.
Oh, I told him that if you called her Kardashian, they would be like calling Anne Frank a Nazi.
Like Kim Kardashian?
No, like the Kardashians in the Star Trek. I don't know why they called them Kardashians, but they were creepy evil bastards.
But anyways, thanks everybody for listening. If you made it through this all the way to the end, I'm sure you listened to it in shifts.
Yeah.
Please do bookmark
and
this.
Stopped halfway through and went, yuck.
Yeah.
So I apologize.
We may or may not do another one of these,
I don't know
much
if
to
this
your
is a,
dismay and chagrin. And
I don't know if this is a good idea to do
sure
in the future.
Oh, I think it's fine.
All right. Well, we'll see.
You never know who's going to like this stuff. So.
That's true.
You know, it may be awful to us, and it may make us like the hit of the internet. We don't know. But.
I don't think I'll even be able to listen to it to check if the sound is good. I'll have to, but.
You don't have to listen to the whole thing. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening. Feel free to email us your comments or leave your comments on this post, and they will be taken into consideration and answered. Congratulations, Ro. Good luck on Monday heading off to California.
Function, function, meep, meep.
Meep, meep. Function, meep, meep. Function.
Function, function.
Donna Jordan, function, function, meep, meep.
Donna Jordan wishes you a touch screen free day.
That's right.
With nobody in the elevator to talk to.
Anyways, that's all for us from here. We've gone on for over an hour, I think. I don't even know how we did that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And here's Karen saying, I don't know how we're going to do this. But anyways, that's all for us. For Karen, I'm Steve. We're done. Go have a drink. You've earned it if you've made it this far.
Go have some Starbucks coffee, Ro.
That's
yum.
Right.
Yum. Decaf, baby.
Decaf?
She does it at night. It's nighttime. She has decaf at night.
Who the hell drinks decaf, though?
I don't know.
Other than her at night. Anyways, that's all for us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We may do this again, or if you're good, maybe we won't. Bye, everybody.
Bye.